You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Bob Morehouse, founder and CEO of Boulder-based creative and interactive ad agency Vermilion. Now a 25-employee firm, Vermilion has produced hundreds of creative campaigns for a wide range of clients that who are actively making this a better world. Bob, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We're happy that you joined us. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what made you start Vermilion almost 30 years ago?
Sure. Just growing up, I was always the kid who was constantly drawing pictures, and I was fascinated with writing, and I kind of consider myself a storyteller at heart. And I was sort of a journalist during college days, and lucked into a job with a film company in London to begin with, sort of right out of the gate. And that combined my love of telling stories and visuals and creating different ways of information to give people different views. And I moved to Boulder trying to start a magazine, and that didn't go too well, but I ended up starting a design firm. I didn't even think of it as a design firm then. I just thought of it as a way of giving me an outlet, a creative expression. I saw design really as a language that would allow you to tell different stories to different people in different ways, and you can kind of beam it specifically at certain kind of audiences, and it just felt like it was a natural for the kind of energy I had. And so Vermilion started some 30 years ago, and it's just slowly grown up around Boulder with lots of iconic Boulder brands.
What a great story. Now, as I understand, Vermilion started out as a branding agency. How has that changed over the years?
You know, it has slowly changed as the technology has changed. You know, one of our first clients was Spyder Skiwear, and back then we were, this is pre-computer days, and we were doing ads and catalogs really in a very traditional way. Or other clients like Allegro Coffee or like Case Logic, the CD case company. But slowly, I got very fascinated with interactive, the sort of whole digital revolution that has really changed our industry completely. I went to Boulder's kind of a technology hub, and the National Center for Atmospheric Research was demoing a very early version of the Internet. It was called Mosaic, and I happened to go to this talk and completely got fascinated with what was to come. And so I have slowly steered Vermilion into becoming a sort of build on our experience of building brands, but more and more we're hiring people with a technology background so that we can really express these brands in the digital marketplace.
Would you say that digital marketing has replaced traditional print media for many clients?
It has not replaced that, Eric, but it has definitely taken center stage. We see now that, for example, the websites are kind of the hub of a marketing experience, and then there's so many things around the edges of that. We strongly believe print has a role, and that we still feel that content that we all developed, the ideas, the kind of visual vocabulary that print was so strong in, has a very, very powerful influence on the sort of the web and the digital marketing experience. But there's no question that most companies in our purview anyway are moving more and more of their marketing budgets into digital. Probably as short a time as 5 years ago, maybe what I would call digital was 30% of our revenue stream, and now it's more like 70%. And that is really kind of taken center stage for most of our clients. And I think that partly it's because it's so trackable, so clear what your return on investment is. It's not as much of a guesswork. You put an ad in a magazine and you might feel, well, we don't really know whether that did much good or not. But when you have digital tools and analytics, you can really zoom in and find very, very specific targets, and you really can determine whether your spend is working or not, and you can optimize to make that ROI really stand up and dance. So we're really building, I guess is the right phrase, on our branding experience and moving strongly into the digital field.
Today we are joined by Bob Morehouse. He is the founder and CEO of Boulder Base Creative and Interactive Ad Agency Vermilion here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bob, how do websites, social media, and digital marketing work well together?
With each client, there's kind of a different mix. But what we're finding is that a website can be the start point, but it definitely needs support in the whole digital marketing and social media sphere. One of the examples I would give would be, for example, Rudy's Organic. It's a bread company here in Boulder with national distribution. And our first assignment with Rudy's was to build a website. There were actually sort of two halves to the website, their organic breads and then their gluten-free products. But what we found very quickly is, you know, it's the old saying of build it and they will come is not really that true in the web world. There's so much competition out there, and you really need to go out and be where your customer is. And for many, many people, that's in the Facebook arena. It's in the search area. It's in the newer forms of like Pinterest and Instagram and certainly Twitter, and what we're finding is that there's a synergy among all of these different forms, so that we can drive traffic back to the website, but we can really build projects in Facebook. We can do search programs that really supplement and in fact almost replace websites. You know, the website is more of what I would call the long form for people who really want to go in depth and understand more about a company or a product or a brand. But the social media and the digital marketing really are, and now mobile is becoming a big part of that as well, because so many people are on their mobile devices. Really what you do is craft programs that they may be based on your web experience, but they're shorter forms, they're specific engagements, they're sort of more topical, and you move through these more rapidly.
If you would, share some examples of successful digital campaign for some of your clients.
Sure. So let me just stick with Rudy's, because that's one of the ones that I'm really really excited about. We sort of put together a full year calendar. Each quarter we roll out several new initiatives. For example, right now we have something. This will sound very intellectually challenging. It's called Toastagram, and it's a Facebook app that we built. You may have seen like pictures of Jesus on a piece of toast some point in your life. And what we've done is you upload a photo of yourself. We've built this app in Facebook that kind of converts it so it looks like the photo is actually burnt on a piece of toast. So you have something then that is very shareable. So you can put it on your Facebook page. You can email it to your friends. Now, I know it sounds kind of silly, but people love these kind of simple things that they spread around. And it's a very good brand building for our clients. So we've added maybe about 30,000 likes There's a coupon that gets downloaded with this. You know, we've built their likes. It started when we started this program in January at about 60,000 likes, and we're up to a little over 90,000 at this point for their organic bread. Or another one that we've done with this organic bread is we asked people to send in, to upload to Facebook, of a drawing of their kid. It's sort of like refrigerator art. We called it Let's Doodle Lunch. And so moms would take a drawing of their 7-year-old kid, for example, upload it to Facebook. We, in turn, Rudy's would create a sticker that would be on a little bread box, like a little plastic sandwich box. And they would send that free to the mom. So every morning when she's making a sandwich for her kid, for her lunchbox, there would be this little piece of art with the little Rudy's logo. Great branding at that time when you want people to remember who you are. We expected maybe 7,500 moms to do this, and I think within the first week we blew through 18,000, and it was a huge hit, you know. And then we had all of the artwork was put in a big gallery, and then people could vote for their favorite one. And you can extend these campaigns by having people vote on these kinds of things. So there are many different ways to engage consumers, but what we're finding is that these humorous and generous and playful kinds of engagement tactics build loyalty, they build a community, they build a chance for the consumer to have a deeper relationship with a brand. We're very excited now that Rudy's has over 300,000 likes, or what we used to call fans, and it's kind of a built-in audience of people who are receptive as we move forward. We're just about to launch an affinity campaign where people could actually participate with Kiva, which is a microfinance company, and it's tied into a new product. And we feel this could be an exciting new platform for the second quarter to further connect with the Rudy's clients.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Vermilion Online?
Sure. Our website, Eric, is vermilion.com. Now, we spell it, by the way, vermilion is a Chinese red, and it's spelled with one L, so it's V-E-R-M-I-L-I-O-N. And, you know, there's a lot of the different kinds of projects and work that we're doing there, and welcome everybody to take a look and get in touch with us if you feel that there's any way we could help you with the projects that you're envisioning in the future. Appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about Vermilion.
You betcha, and I've been on the website, and your website definitely portrays everything that you mentioned here today, so very impressive. He is Bob Morehouse, founder and CEO of Boulder-based creative and interactive ad agency Vermilion, a 25-employee firm that has produced hundreds of creative campaigns for a wide range of clients who are actively making this a better world. And the website of reference, once again, is Vermilion.com. Bob, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.